The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's holy evangelist, Saint Luke, was not only very holy in his devotions, but he was also a very learned man. Already in his younger years, he acquired great learning, and when he grew older, he still further improved his skills by traveling in Greece and in Egypt. He became especially skilled in physic, and he made it his profession, becoming a doctor. We should, however, mark that great learning, and in those days, didn't mean noble birth necessarily. Saint Luke was in fact quite humble origins. The profession of physician was often practiced by slaves who were trained to it, and it's likely that he also had lived as a servant in some noble family until he obtained his freedom. Saint Luke was most of all the faithful assistant and attendant of the great apostle Paul during his imprisonment. During this time, Saint Luke also wrote his Acts of the Apostles, which he finished at Rome by divine inspiration as an appendix to his Gospel. The reason he wrote the Acts was to prevent false information about the faith to be spread, and to leave an authentic account of the wonderful works which God had made in planting his church. Although Saint Luke, with others, is credited as the author of the Gospel and Acts, we must always keep in mind that the sacred writers in these writings were only the tools of the Holy Ghost. But whatever own style they had, that suffices to show how perfectly free their souls were from the reign or influence of human passions and desires, and in how perfect degree they were glorified with all those divine virtues and that heavenly spirit which their words acclaim. Saint Luke finally gave his life for the faith, as the collect says, he, for the glory of Lord's name, ever bore in his body the mortification of the cross. To carry within yourself the great deeds of God means simply loving God more than anything else in the world. Suffer everything for the kingdom of God. That's why Saint Luke and countless others became martyrs, showing how they suffered everything for the sake of God. For some people, this consuming love to God comes so great that it wears them out, making them almost like martyrs. How intense can the love of God be can be seen what once happened to a saintly young girl of 14 years of age. We do not know her name, but she had consecrated herself to the divine love from her earliest years. And in a short time, her love was so enkindled in her that the more she loved the good God, the more her heart was inflamed with the desire of increasing this love. Then one day, on one Christmas Eve, she was praying in a chapel and was expressing her affection in loving sighs when the Blessed Virgin appeared to her with the infant Jesus in her arms. How much this vision served to increase the flames of love divine in the heart of this girl may be really more easily imagined than told. The more so when the Virgin Mother stretching out her arms towards the girl, said, "Take, my dear child, take this divine infant to your bosom. I give him to you. Embrace and caress him at your pleasure." Seeing herself thus put in possession of her treasure, the girl devoutly took baby Jesus in her arms, and as she clasped him to her breast, her loving ardor changed into joy and gladness to an ecstasy. Seeing her at last at the height of her happiness, the divine infant spoke and said, "Well, beloved spouse, do you truly love me?" Kindled with a holy love, she replied, "Yes, I do love thee, even more than my life." Taking delight in these loving words, the divine child continued, "But is what you say really true? Do you indeed love me so much? Everybody professes to love me, but I meet with few who really know what it is to love me." The girl replied, "I love thee, yes, I love thee more than my own heart." "But how much more than your own heart do you love me?" asked the divine infant. At this sweet questioning, the flames of love were kindled in her breast, and not finding words wherewith to give out her affection, the girl said, "My Savior, as words fail my tongue, let my heart tell whether I love thee." At this point, her heart, overburdened by the vehemence of love and joy, could contain itself no longer. As she sweetly died away, she continued repeating in languishing tones, "Jesu, my love, I love thee, I love thee." Our Lord took to himself this beautiful soul and carried it into the heavenly kingdom. I know that our slow hearts are unable to take the same kind of delight in God, to find the joys which the burning love of this girl displayed. But we can, at least, light up in our hearts the sweet fires of divine charity, as by degrees to feel as much pleasure in the boundless perfections of God as we do in our own poor advantages. Anyone who cherishes a friendly love for God will regard the Almighty's sovereign perfections as if they were his own, and take no less delight in them than if they belonged to himself. To love God means also to love his actions, and whatever he has in store for our lives, we must be thankful of that, and our souls too, whenever the time comes, will be carried to the heavenly kingdom. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.